Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
I want to take just a moment to remind you how important it is to think on paper. I talk about it all the time. It's so important, especially if you're someone who's easily distracted. You need a notebook with you at all times. This is where you jot down your best ideas. When you think on paper, all of that creativity flows and it sends that message out to the universe. It's crazy the things that you can manifest when you put your ideas, your thoughts, your dreams, your intentions on paper. Whether you're looking for a very simple to use, effective day planner or a blank notebook to capture all of your brilliant ideas and brainstorms, the place to go is pushjournal.com. We've got blank notebooks as well as incredibly easy to use day planners. Like, this is the day planner I created as someone who has ADHD who needed something super simple. We've got new designs that have more blank pages, or our classic push journal with a health tracker, as well as blank notebooks that are so cool. They're so adorable. Like, it literally will tell people a little something about your personality when they see you writing in this notebook. Check them all out by going to pushjournal.com. Well, maybe you've heard that Instagram is under attack. Actually, most social media platforms recently have experienced a huge surge of accounts that have either been disabled, deleted, or hacked. Can you imagine right now you go to log in on your phone, and I don't care whether you have 200 followers or 2 million followers. It has taken hard work, blood, sweat, and tears for you to get those followers. You've been listening to episodes of Build Your Tribe. You've been doing like all the things. You've been dedicated to answering your direct messages, and it's probably earned you some sales. So to wake up or to open up your phone and find out that your Instagram is gone or that you can't log in is a horrible feeling. I know, I've been there. So we've done this episode before. However, there are quite a few things that I need to update you on because I don't want this to happen to you. Your Instagram account, your TikTok account, all of your social media platforms, they're very valuable. I know we always talk about how you don't own them, but the fact of the matter is, at the moment, it's yours. You put in the hard work. And I want to give you an updated resource to help you protect your account so that you don't get hacked. All right, I'm going to do this episode in two parts. Part one is going to be all the things you need to do to make sure that your account is set up in such a way that it's almost bulletproof. It will never be 100% bulletproof, and that is because people who do evil things often have methodologies and access to tools and resources that our minds can't even go there. We can't even possibly imagine because our brains just don't work that way. So first, I'll share with you some updates with regard to the way that your account is set up and how you access your account, how you share your password if you do that, because you've got like maybe somebody helps you with your account. And then in the second part, I'm going to teach you some things you need to look out for because these are really common hacks. And I've heard from people just this week, really smart, sharp people who I couldn't even believe that they fell for this, but these scammers are getting more and more, well, they're getting crafty. I mean, it's pretty hard to detect some of these. So in the second half of this episode, I'll share with you some things to be on the lookout for. Before we go much further, it's really important that as you listen to this episode, you do the things that I'm discussing. So if you're driving in your car and you don't have the ability to stop and change settings on your phone, then just set a reminder to listen to this later because these are the kinds of things that I don't want you to kick yourself for having heard them and then waited a couple of hours or a couple of days or a couple of weeks before you actually took the time to make the changes and then you get hacked, okay? So ideally, what I'd like for you to do is as I explain what it is you need to change, you can do that in real time and just place the podcast on pause. All right, here we go. All right, let's just start by you opening up the Instagram app. And now clicking in the bottom right-hand corner on your profile, so it takes you back to your profile page. Then I want you to click on the upper right-hand corner where your settings are. For 90% of you who are listening, you are either a creator account or a business account. So if you're not a creator account or a business account and you're listening to Build Your Tribe, which means you've got some kind of a business going, you need to be, and let's just start with that. As you're looking at your settings, you will see, I'm looking at my phone right now, you will see a menu, right? You're going to get notifications. It may say business or creator, then privacy, supervision, and below that, you'll see security. When you tap on security, you will see login activity, password, and of course, two-factor authentication. Step one is to make sure that you're using an encrypted password. And this doesn't mean a really complicated password that people wouldn't be able to figure out. This means an encrypted password that's created by a password manager application. So I want you to download, I don't care which one you use, whether it's LastPass, 1Password, Dashlane, those are the top three. There's a couple of others. Go to the store for your phone, whether you have an iPhone or an Android. Do a search for password managers, and you will see that there's probably three or four or five that are incredibly highly rated, where they have tens of thousands of five-star ratings. I use 1Password. I don't care which one you use. This is not sponsored by 1Password. We use 1Password. There's a couple of other ones, like I said, that are really also highly reviewed, but I feel very confident in the research that I've done regarding 1Password. We know how to use it, and everybody on our team uses it. That's the other thing. Let me just skip ahead and say, anyone and everyone who's associated with your team, you need to think of your social media as a bank account. You're literally giving people the code to your bank account. You're giving people the keys to the safe. Therefore, it is imperative. It is a rule. It's a non-negotiable that anyone who we bring on to Team Johnson, they have to be using 1Password. We do not share passwords by texting them back and forth. They are only accessible through an encrypted vault. And the vault is kept on this app. I've done a whole episode about that. Just trust me, the process works. I know all the questions you're asking right now. Well, what if somebody logs into it? It's all been handled. It's all very, very safe. You need to use a password manager. I recommend 1Password. That's first and foremost. Look at your password. And if you haven't updated it recently, now is a great time to update it. The other reason why we want to use a password manager is because we don't want to be using passwords that we have to try to remember. You don't have to remember them when you're using a password manager. It makes everything so much faster, so much easier, and ultimately so much safer. Once you've updated your password, now I want you to click on two-factor authentication. And you will see when you click on the two-factor authentication menu that it gives you several options. In the past, you may recall if you've listened to previous episodes where we walked you through this process, I recommended that you set up your two-factor authentication to go to your phone, right? To your SMS, the person who owns the account. Today, I take a very different stance on that. Today, I want to tell you that too many people are getting their phones hacked. And this is happening through a variety of methodologies. And if the hackers have hacked into your, let's say your iMessage or your iCloud account, they would be able to see that code being sent to you from Instagram. And that would give them access to your Instagram account. For this reason, I strongly encourage you to use an authentication app. This is far more reliable, it's far safer, and especially if you're working with teammates or anyone who might, for some reason, need to log into your account, I strongly encourage you to use an authentication app. I use the Google Authentication app, and of course, it's free. What this does is when you want to log into, let's say, your Instagram account, you need to enter a code. You open up the Code Authentication app, and it gives you a code that expires within 30 seconds. I think it's 30 seconds, yeah. So you have to copy that code and paste it into the two-factor authentication area on the Instagram app. Think of two-factor authentication as a double line of defense. So in other words, even if someone were able to access your password and your login information, and they try to log into your Instagram, they would still need this authentication code. And I should note that 1Password, and I'm assuming that some of the other bigger ones offer this as well, actually have that two-factor authentication, that authentication code generator is provided within the password manager for a lot of them, for 1Password in particular. But even still, I prefer to use the Google Authentication app. And the reason why I prefer the Google Authentication app is because I just find it much, much quicker. If you're doing it inside of, say, 1Password, you have to go inside the Instagram app. You have to copy your backup codes, right? You copy and paste those. Then you copy and paste those into a note inside of 1Password. Okay. Now, for those of you who have a team, listen very closely. If you have a team, you want to use both. You probably want to use the authentication app through Google or some other form of authentication app separately just because it's quicker and easier. But if you have a team that needs to log in and you don't want them to bug you every single time to give you the authentication code from your phone, and if they're using 1Password, they can log into your Instagram on 1Password, and in the notes, they will see the backup codes that Instagram provides. I don't know if this is making sense to you. It's one of those things that as you're doing it, you'll be like, oh, here's where it is. So when you're setting up your Instagram settings, again, you're setting up your two-factor authentication, you will see that it offers you a couple of different varieties. And one of them, it'll say backup codes. So you just copy and paste those backup codes to your clipboard. You paste them inside of your password manager. And then it's about you teaching your team that every single time they use one of those backup codes, when they use one, they have to delete it so that they know, because once a backup code has been used, it's no good anymore. It's like, it's a one-time use. If you're like, wait a second, I'm already so confused. No, don't be. Trust me. It's not that hard. It really isn't. It's just about you hitting pause on this episode and looking and walking through this process as I'm explaining it. All right, once you've finished setting up two-factor authentication on your phone or on your Instagram account, I should say, what you will see here is anytime you've logged in on a different device. So don't get freaked out. As long as it's like your city, you're probably safe. But take a look at, okay, does it show a new iOS device? Does it show that somebody logged in, say, Michigan? And you're like, wait a second, was I in Michigan? Then you look at your calendar and you're like, oh yeah, the date that it shows that there was strange activity in another state, I was actually traveling at that time. So it is a good idea to routinely get in the habit of just checking to see login activity on your account. Then I do recommend that you go through the security checkup. Do this on a regular basis. You might think it seems unnecessary, but it's important. You're going to double check to see if the email that is associated with your account is accurate. There was a time about a year ago where I logged into my Instagram account, I double checked to, you know, check the health and security of my account. And there was an email address there at the time that I had never seen before. This also gives you the opportunity to review other apps that are logged in to your Instagram account. And this is really important because we have learned that over 400 apps now are responsible for the hacks that are happening on Instagram. In other words, it's actually not through Instagram that they're hacking into your Instagram account. It may be one of the apps that you have connected to your Instagram account. What I mean by this is if you've given, let's say, one of those apps that does scheduling for you, if you've given access to your account, if you've downloaded one of those apps that deletes inactive accounts, you give access to your Instagram account. If you're using ManyChat, there's so many third-party applications you may not even realize long ago you gave access to your Instagram account. And when those accounts get hacked, guess what? They can have horrible ramifications, including access to your Instagram account. Does that mean you should disable all of them? No, but it means that if there's one that you aren't using on a regular basis, or you aren't 100% positive of their authentication or their security measures, and if you're not using that app, I would highly recommend that you disable it. It is really a good idea to look at login activity. So few people do this, and I think you should just set a reminder on your phone once a month to log in and take a look at login activity, because that's going to show you if somebody is accessing your account who may not have hacked it. Like, they're in your account and you don't even realize that they are using your account to hack into other people's accounts. So when you click on login activity, if you see anything that's strange or peculiar, that is a red flag. Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 500,000 followers. We want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple. Next, I recommend that you hop on over to your Facebook Business Manager. All right, so we're going to open up that app. Open up your Facebook Business Suite. It should be connected to or associated with your Instagram account. And this is especially true if you are a business account or a creator account. Now, if you have a personal account, then you can't go through this step, which is all the more reason why, again, if you're listening to this episode, if you have a business, if you're trying to make money in any way, shape, or form on Instagram, you should not be a personal account. You need to be a business account or a creator account. All right, so here we are in the Business Manager Suite for Facebook. In the Facebook app, when you open it, you should see that both your Instagram account and your Facebook account, they should be connected. If you don't see that when you open up the Facebook suite, then go to the bottom. You should see the menu that says Settings. Click on Settings and then select your Instagram account so it's connected to your Facebook account. Then you want to click under Page Access. And there, that should be connected to a personal account, right? Like a personal profile, if you will. My personal recommendation is that it's you. I know too many entrepreneurs who have allowed like an assistant or a manager or an employee or a staff member or a consultant to set that up for them. And that person set it up attached to their own personal profile, right? And then there was some kind of fallout or that person gets fired or they leave or they get hacked. And then you, the owner, is completely out of luck. So you've been following protocol. You've been using a password manager and two-factor authentication. But if the person who has it associated with their personal profile page gets hacked, I mean, there's nothing you can do. You are at the mercy of their either good or bad security habits. Now, one thing I forgot to mention when we were in the Instagram app, so let me just say this, and I know this may disrupt your feed or your algorithm, if you will, but it's really, really important. This measure is something I have not heard enough Instagram coaches or even security experts recommending, but it's critical, especially if you listened to the episode that I did on Tuesday, wherein I told you exactly what you need to do if your account gets hacked. And one of the things that if your account gets hacked, they're going to, at Instagram, do is they're going to run artificial intelligence to verify your face. You're going to send in a selfie video and they're going to run that, not a person, artificial intelligence is going to run that video against the photos and the images that appear on your Instagram feed. Now, if there are no recent photos of you or no unfiltered photos of you, this process can take a very long time. It can be very cumbersome, and it's very difficult to get your account back. So if for any reason you are one of those people who has an Instagram account where you very rarely post your own photo or your own image, just to be safe, and you can even put it in the caption, but I highly recommend that you post just a simple photo, real easy to see, of your face or a simple video, and you can even put in the caption just for the purposes so that should I ever get hacked, Instagram knows how to find me and what I look like. I mean, this is such a simple step. Please do it. You will thank me later. All right, back to our Facebook app. And you're basically going to walk through the same process of setting up two-factor authentication on your Facebook app. And maybe you've done this in the past, but it's time to revisit it. In the Facebook app, you're going to click on Menu, and then you're going to select Settings. Under the security option, you're going to choose security and login. Once you click on that tab, that's where you have the ability to, again, update your password. This is where it's really important that you're using that password manager and you're using an encrypted password and changing it frequently. This is also where we're going to set up two-factor authentication, and the same recommendations apply. Again, I don't recommend that you use SMS, meaning text messaging, to your phone. I do recommend that you use a two-factor authenticating code generator and that you copy and paste the remaining codes into a password manager note. Now, another thing that's really cool here is that you'll see you have the option to select, I think it's three friends or three other people that Facebook can reach out to, and it gives them permission to assist should you get locked out of your account. This is huge. Set that up. Trust me, you will thank me later. And again, let's go back to that settings page. And here I want you to click access and control. And here you get to select what you want to happen to your account in the event that you should be incapacitated or you should pass away. Now, I'm going to link to a previous episode that we did talking about, you know, what to do with your digital assets. This is really important. And I don't mean to be morbid, but we're just not promised tomorrow. You just never know what could happen. And I mean, think about how valuable and how important your social media is, and what type of a legacy you can leave with your social media. Like, it is an asset and it does need to be protected. And we do need to set up methods for your loved ones to be able to access it or have the right to access it or not. Maybe you don't want anyone to have access to it, but this is a decision that you should make, and Facebook gives you the opportunity to do that. So take just a couple of minutes and fill that section out. I mean, I've just heard horrible stories about people who've had a loved one pass away unexpectedly, and, you know, maybe like a year or two later, suddenly their friends and family members start getting messages from the deceased when it's actually someone who's hacked into the account. Can you imagine? And if that weren't upsetting enough, then to not be able to get the account back and to know that, you know, using your loved one's name, this person is hacking and creating mayhem for your friends and family members. So just take a moment to make sure that you've looked at that section. All right, now that we have secured our account and we've done our best to protect ourselves by setting up two-factor authentication and using the connection with the Facebook app, you know, all the things we just talked about. Now I want to share with you some really important things to keep in mind when you're using social media apps. First of all, and this is really important, that everyone on your team follow the same protocol. It might seem like common sense. You might feel even like silly having to tell your staff like, hey, don't click on any links that are sent via DM. Like, I have a team of people who help with our social media. We've got, you know, more than 10 Instagram accounts, and they're managed by a variety of team members. It is imperative that they know that they are not to click on any links. They're never to offer any information that's requested by anyone via DMs or any other kind of messages, including emails. So if anyone sends them a message, says like, hey, this is really funny, I thought your account would like to share this, or I thought you might find this funny, we found this, you know, there's so many different ways that spammers will send you links and suggest or entice you to click on them. Here's our simple rule of thumb. If we didn't request the link, we're not clicking on the link. Period, end of subject. Another common phishing hack is you'll be sent an email or, again, a direct message as if it were from Instagram. You will think that it's Instagram, and they will suggest that you've got to enter your password or enter some other information. And whenever you get any type of communication that you think could be from Instagram, you need to log into the Instagram app, and there in your settings, you will see that there is a link you can click to see all communications that have been sent to you from Instagram. And that way you can verify if, in fact, it was Instagram or Facebook that had sent you communication. These scammers are getting really good at copying this process. I mean, you would swear that the email is from Instagram, and it's not. So just be careful. Remember to double check and don't respond. And Instagram will never ask you for your password or your login. Listen, I've been hacked more than once. And I can tell you, even when I'm working with their security team, they've never asked my password. They might ask a phone number that it was associated with. They might ask for an email that it was associated with, but they will never ask you for your password. Another common hack is you will see spammers or scammers, I guess you could say, commenting under people's posts like, hey, it looks like your engagement is down. I think your account has been hacked, or I think your account has been blocked, or I think your account has been, they use different words, like your account's been shadow banned. And if you reach out to so-and-so, he can help you. And then you're like, oh, wow, yeah, my views are down. Maybe I have been shadow banned. And you'll reach out to that person and they'll say, oh, all I need is your login and your info. No, never, ever, ever. Do you hear me? With a capital N, never give your password or your login information to anyone. I don't care if they're promising you a blue check, greater engagement, an Instagram audit, or a brand new car. Never under any circumstances give someone your password. Never give someone the phone number that's associated with your Instagram account. Another way that hackers are using your friends and family members to hack into other people's accounts is you might get a message that says it's from someone you know. Like, let's say it's your best friend, Jane, right? And so you get this text or DM, it'll be a DM from Jane that says, I'm locked out of my account, or I'm locked out of my phone and I can't get into my Instagram account. So the code is going to come to your phone number. Can you send me that code? Right? And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to help Jane get back into her account. Well, Jane's account has been hacked. And now they're using Jane's account to hack into your account. Yep. What they've done is they've tried to log in. Get this. It says they've gone to the Instagram app. They know your username, right? Because that's public knowledge. And they've entered your username and they've tried to log in and it sent a two-factor authentication code to your phone. And now you think that you're sending Jane her two-factor authentication code. Nope. What you're doing is sending the hacker the two-factor authentication code that was just sent to your phone, and now they're in on your account. And the second they get in, they change everything. So the bottom line is never send anyone any information ever on any of your accounts unless you've double-checked by logging into Facebook and or Instagram and verifying if, in fact, they have communicated with you. And it will be via email, and they always have a record of it. That's the only surefire way you know that the communication is authentic. Lastly, and I think most importantly, is to have good password hygiene. That doesn't just go for you. That means every single person on your team, everyone who has access to your accounts, anyone who's helping you to run ads, anyone who's helping you to manage any of the accounts, everyone must adhere to the same rule. We don't text passwords. We don't share passwords. It's not that I don't trust you. It's not that I don't trust the consultant or whoever it is that needs the password. It's that we can't trust non-encrypted communication. It's that we want to set good habits. And that means, like, even within my own household, like even if Brett and I are sitting across from each other, it's like, hey, what's the password to such and such? Then if he doesn't have it in his vault, then I will share it with him within the password manager. That way it's all encrypted. That way someone who may have hacked into my iCloud account or some other way that they are able to intercept emails or text messages, etc., I don't have to worry about that. And all these things help. I mean, every single layer of protection that you put in place gives you a little bit more peace of mind. Does that mean that it would be impossible to be hacked? Nope, because they get wiser and wiser every day. And there are still ways that people could hack into your accounts. But the more layers of security you have in place, the less likely this is to happen. So please, 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 you spend too much time, you've spent too many years, you've spent so much effort growing your social media accounts, you know how valuable they are. Your time is valuable. And just trying to get back an account, I mean, even if it's like your dad who calls you tomorrow and he's like, my account got hacked, it'll take forever to get their account back. It's a pain, it feels like a violation. I don't want that to happen to you. So please follow through with these simple steps. It'll take you less than 10 minutes to do everything I've talked about in this episode. And in the event that you have been hacked, please go back and listen to the episode just prior to this one. A link to that is below in our show description. Save that episode. It may come in handy, if not for you, for somebody you love. Thank you so much for listening here on Build Your Tribe. It is our goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon.
people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.